for Jews in my home, and as a consequently, only thing I ever did call or do call them is Jews.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just said blacks. What other neutral terms do you have for blacks?
Neutral. Yeah. I suppose Negro is still neutral. Colored is not. Nigger is not. Those are harsh.
Was colored ever considered neutral in
your
lifetime?
Oh, sure. When I was a child, I would have said and colored, maybe when I was in the time I was in grade school, and Negro from high school probably into sometime in my university mm-hmm. undergraduate experience, and then as black became mm-hmm. my vocabulary would have changed with the...
What about nigger? Has that always been derogatory?
Oh yeah, sure. I think so. I mean, even when talking about Joseph Conrad's novel, The Nigger of the Narcissus,
yeah.
I suppose that I... Although there, perhaps because it's nicely encased in some kind of innocuous context, mm-hmm. it didn't hurt to say, but I always felt that was a derogatory mm-hmm. term, sure.
Do you have any other pejoratives for blacks? Or have you heard them?
Oh, you want those?
Yes.
Let's see. Jungle bunny, I guess that's pretty... Archie Bunker, Jigaboo. Nigger. That's about it.
Okay, what would your usual term be for people of your race?
I guess I'd say he's white.
Okay. Right. Any other designations for the race?
I suppose if I was being racial, yeah, if I was being scientific, a little more scientific, I would say he's Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any pejoratives for whites?
Honkies.
Is that a black term?
Honkies, yeah. Sure.
Any others?
The man.
To mean not a policeman, but...
No, the blacks say the man, meaning the white
just
man.
Just white, huh?
Yeah. Honky the man.
How about a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
I know no slang for that.
Well, what would be the term? Half black, half white.
Ah, I see. I'm just thinking in general. Half black, half white, what would we call? We would call is that a mulatto?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you know the terms octoroon and quadroon?
Yeah, that quadroon is one grandparent, and octoroon, one great-grandparent, was black.
That sounds good. Do you have a name for a person who's considered black but has very light-colored skin?
Name for such a person? No.
Did you ever hear Hi Yalla?
Never.
Okay. If you were working in an office, how would you address the person that you work for?
Depends on if it's a man or a woman.
Well.
Sir, if it's a mm-hmm. man that I work with. Well, I say that. It would really depend on, I suppose, a lot of things. But I suppose sir and ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what black usage might be there or might have been in the past? A black working for a white man might have called him?
I would have thought he would have said sir.
All right. Do you know any older usage?
Of a black talking to his white employer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, in slavery times he would probably have said...
Master.
Okay. And then what, do you have a name for white people who are not well off, who haven't had a chance of education, but don't really care, they don't really try to better themselves at all?
That expression of poor white trash.
Would you use that?
God, I hate that term.